the matter? Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. Is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in anytime. You can just say, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing? What are you wearing? Well, actually, don't do that. It's kind of weird. 833-JOE-ALEX. Our number is 833-563-2539. And everything we do on the show, maybe you missed something. Like, oh, where can I find that? JoeAndAlexShow.com. Sitting to my left with, well, I like that they call it a sharing size, but I hardly ever get any. Bag of peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms, is that what it is? I'm trying to work on my alliteration this morning. Alex Clark, good morning.
Good morning. I was mesmerized yesterday by that viral picture of Beyonce and Ed Sheeran. Did you guys see that?
Did not see that.
Everyone on Twitter was debating it. There is a picture. They had to host some or perform at some sort of special banquet or charity event or something like that. I can't remember what it was. It didn't matter what it was. But Beyonce was beyond dressy. I mean, she had the craziest dress on. First of all, I thought it was hideous, but it was very dressy. And Ed Sheeran was in jeans and a t-shirt. And people started saying that this is proof. This picture is proof of sexism or something. And I was blown away by this because I was just, it made me laugh because I was thinking about our show and Joe and I, and when we do events and stuff like that, and Joe is always in jeans and a t-shirt. He's comfortable. He's casual. I'm like, I feel like this is just a dude thing.
That's, you know, just me dressed up. Like, there's, I mean, I don't know. I don't dress up that
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, and Ed Sheeran never is dressy either. He's a casual dude. He wears zip-up hoodies. I think he's a big enough celebrity that you can just wear whatever you want. I mean, think about Post Malone. He wears, like, Crocs and doesn't brush his hair. I mean Alessia Cara, she hosts events and stuff. She's always in, like, a dirty flannel.
How many times, Alex, have you seen me out at a quote-unquote big event or something with my jeans that has stains on them? Never. I never wear my stained pants. They're always clean, okay?
He has that one above Post Malone. Yeah. But I just thought that was so funny because I was thinking about how, you know, when we do events and stuff together, it's usually like, oh, you know, do I have to wear a suit or whatever? I'd just rather wear nice jeans and as nice of a shirt
as I
have.
Can I wear a button-up? Yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought that was funny. So anyway, this is probably the one and only time in my life I'll say I related a little bit to Beyonce and Ed Sheeran. Yeah, so that's how my day went. What about you, Live the Web Girl?
It was good. I'm just like so kind of stressed out. This is the first Christmas season that I've had to buy this many gifts for people. Like, I always have only had to buy like one gift for my family, Secret Santa, and then like that's it, I'm done. But I feel like a real adult because I have to get like gifts for people at work. I have to get a gift for my boyfriend.
It's Joel expensive.
Daddy's like Secret Santa like gift exchange, and then I have to get like my boss a gift. It's
how
just
much are
like
you spending on these gifts, Liv?
I mean, even if you just spend like $25, that's
$25.
That's how much I spent on each of you.
I hadn't even spent that for all three of you combined.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Well, so far I've only gotten Alex's gift, and I did spend a little bit over $25.
Well, mine better be at least 30. I mean, come on.
Well, we'll see. But it's just like stressing me out. I didn't realize how hard the Christmas season was for like adults and buying gifts. But I don't know. Pork Chop, what about you? Have you gotten my present yet?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm waiting for payday. But I wanted to talk about something so cool.
Okay.
And no one seems as excited as I am
to
hear what's cool.
We don't know what it is. How can we be excited? We don't know what it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Tell us.
So yesterday I was Uber driving. And
Uber driving.
I picked someone up at the airport.
Who
and
is it?
She is giving a presentation today at the top of the Salesforce Tower.
Ooh.
Isn't that so cool? I was like so jealous. I was like, can you get me up there? I want to go up there.
I don't really think that's that exciting.
What?
I'm glad that you're excited.
They flew her in from Canada because she's like a big deal for Salesforce.
Oh, she's Canadian. Okay.
And I don't know. I was like, I want to go up there. So if someone from Salesforce is listening, I want to go up and see the 49th floor.
Wow. Producer Porkchop has, you know, 3 degrees of separation to someone very famous.
I am so jealous. Good
I thought it was
you.
Cool.
No, that's huge. I bet she did she tip you in Canadian money? Because that'd be cool, too.
I think it's less. Anyways, was your day more exciting than mine, Joe?
Oh, my gosh. My day was having to... I'm speechless trying to explain it. How do I do this? I had an awkward conversation. You were actually in the proximity, Pork Chop, but you
really?
Didn't know this. I had an awkward conversation with a female coworker, which I'm still hoping I don't get in trouble for. And then I had to explain that conversation to my wife later that night. And then she had to talk to that coworker that I
what?
Was awkward with just to make sure that things were like cleared up.
Oh my God, who was it? Tell us what happened. And now I'm very interested.
I know who it is.
Who is it? You can say the name. I don't mind if you say the
Molly.
Name.
Molly?
Yes.
What happened?
Wait, you heard about it?
No, I didn't hear about it, but I know that Molly and your wife are close, so that would make
they
sense.
They are good friends. She takes my wife out when I don't want to. I didn't realize. Now it's going to be awkward because we said her name. Point is, my wife was talking to a friend, Alex. I know you've got it, and I think Livy might have gotten laser hair removal done in the past.
Yeah.
Very common for women to get that. I've got it done, too, before. But... my wife was telling me about a different Molly that got laser hair removal, you know, in her...
Bikini area.
In the what?
Bikini area?
Yes, bikini area. And I just was casually talking. I was like, oh, man, thanks to you. Now my wife wants to get laser hair removal. She's like, oh, what's she going to do? Like, her eyebrows? Or I'm like, well, you know, same place you got it done. And I don't know if she got it done or not, but I just... Obviously, that was not the same Molly.
Oh,
so I'm talking about a coworker's,
gosh.
You know, bikini area...
Oh, my God.
So then my wife has to talk to her. She's like, yeah, I didn't know what Joe was talking about. I'm like, oh, God. It's going to get... I'm going to get fired before the holidays. Not again. Not again.
Yeah, you better be careful. You better be crossing your I's and slashing your T's or whatever they say. Or no, dotting your I's
crossing your T's.
Other than that, my day was good yesterday. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next, the breakup heard around the world yesterday. This relative of Kim and Kanye is spilling secrets and why Julia Roberts had to call it quits on something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B and her husband, rapper Offset, have split up. In an Instagram video last night, she explained, I've been trying to work things out with my baby's father for a hot minute now. We're really good friends and we're really good business partners, but things just haven't been working out between us for a long time.
Things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah.
I don't think they're gonna have a lot of love. Like, I think eventually she's gonna go off on him.
Oh, I hope so. Man, I'm so freaking excited about this breakup because I despise Offset for her. He has cheated on her multiple times. We know this. It doesn't seem like he's ever really wanted to change. I think she deserves better. I mean, same with Khloe Kardashian, too. Both of them. I hate the staying with the cheater thing that women do. I hate that. You're better than that. So, this is good news. We can all be excited about this and not sad, I think. The man who considers himself Kanye West's stepfather says the rapper wouldn't be married to Kim Kardashian if his mom was still alive. Ulysses Blakely lived with Kanye and his mother Donda throughout the musician's childhood and was one of Donda's last true loves before she died after a botched cosmetic surgery operation in November of 07. He said there's no question that the erratic behavior and unfortunate statements he's making to me are a response to her death, even now. He said if Donda was alive, he wouldn't even be married to Kim because Donda would have interacted with Kim and Kanye so as to expose the incompatibility of their relationship.
Thanks, Mom.
Kind of juicy.
I think all moms do that some way, somehow. Like, I don't know about this.
CBS TV lawyers have found that ex-boss Les Moonves repeatedly lied to investigators and destroyed evidence. It also reveals new sexual misconduct allegations. The New York Times reviewed a draft version of a 59-page report that lawyers are expected to present to CBS's board next week. It's filled with explosive details in Moonves' alleged misconduct. There's new ones. Basically, he had an employee on call to give him special kisses.
Whoa, how do you hire one of those?
Investigators found out that 4 CBS employees appeared to be transactional. So I guess, I don't know, is that some kind of like prostitution thing? Like transactional to me means he was paying for them, right?
I'm sorry, I'm still caught up on how you hire that employee for the other thing. I don't know, Alex, but that's insane. How do they hire that and think they'll get away with that?
Well, a number of men on CBS's board actually knew about Moonves' alleged sexual misconduct. One of them, Arnold Copelson, learned about it back in 07 because a victim had told him and they did nothing to stop it. Moonves, who has been accused of sexual misconduct by more than a dozen women, has denied every allegation of non-consensual sex. He resigned in September. And Julia Roberts started to post things on Instagram back like this summer, last summer, but she got tired of it after 2 pictures, and here's why.
I like Instagram. I like looking at Instagram, and it was summertime, and I thought I didn't want to take on something that I then had no time to actually participate in. So I waited for summer and posted 2 things, and then I thought, wow, I'm out. I don't know what else to do. Like, I was sort of like ready with 2 posts, and then I was done.
But then I went on Facebook. Have you guys seen Facebook? It's amazing.
She would be a Facebook mom. I'm glad that she addressed this, though, because it actually does bother me. She's one of my favorite, like, A-list actresses, and I hate that she doesn't post on Instagram. So now I'm glad we have an answer to that. Coming up in less than an hour, one of your favorite videos is getting turned into a movie for Netflix.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Somebody on the show named Liv the Web Girl, she's a smart girl, but man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things that for whatever reason she just does not get. What does she not get? Well, it has to do with something in the sky. We'll talk about that in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hang on.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Liv, what are satellites?
Okay, so I know there's like a bunch of kinds, I think. And there's the kind that's like round that people put in their yards. But I don't know why some people have them in their yards and other people don't have them in their yards, but they still all get television. And also, is it just like a disc shooting up to like a big thing in the sky? But also, like, how does it know where it's going to be? So like, how does it know where to shoot up the like laser thing to up in space? Because how does it, I thought the satellite in space just roams around the Earth. So how does it get to it? Also, like, how is it just 2 metal plates make TV? This is like xenon girl of the 21st century. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Hey, where's the beef? Well, it's being recalled. More than 12 million pounds of it. Raw beef products distributed nationwide by the JBS Tolson Company. I don't know who the heck that is. Hope it's not a place I regularly get meat from. Are under recall. Investigators say 246 people from 26 states.
Uh-oh.
That's more than half of America. Have become ill from what may be salmonella. What's going on with these salamanders and all their salmonella?
Okay. So wait a minute, though. Beef, does that mean like hamburger meat? I just made chili.
You might die.
I eat meat every single day.
Can you say that again real quick with no music behind you?
I eat beef every single day.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
I gotcha.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they're saying from 26 states, people have become ill from what is salmonella contamination. This is from July 26th through September 7th. So this is months ago. But they're saying there's a significant increase from October when the number was 57 people ill. So they don't think they've got it all. This is not good.
Gosh.
No bueno. So
between this and lettuce, man, we're all going to starve today.
Yeah, what are we going to do? We can't even be vegan anymore, Liv.
No, I think like you can be vegan. If you cut out beef, you can still be vegan.
I think I'd rather have food poisoning, personally. All right, something that I hope's not getting recalled either. How about cheesecake? The Cheesecake Factory today is celebrating its 40th anniversary by giving away 40,000 free slices of cheesecake.
Yes!
They are partnering up with DoorDash for the big day. A lot of companies are doing this now, and they're rolling out stuff to help promote DoorDash or different food delivery things.
That's the food delivery service I use.
They're using the promo code FREESLICE at checkout. The delivery app will be offering also 0 delivery fee on all Cheesecake Factory orders from today through December 11th.
Yeah.
Now, I would recommend, Alex, as soon as it turns
11:30
order, because 40,000 will go so quick.
I was going to say 40,000.
So quick,
you might not even be able to get the free slice.
Okay, good to know. I always get myself a piece of plain cheesecake from there, and I always get the miso salmon. Ooh, miso salmon. Ooh, miso salmon.
All right. If you got little nieces and nephews, you might get this. Nobody on the show's got kids, but if you got a kiddo, oh boy, it's going to be fun. Your children can now be the proud owners of a Daddy, Mommy, or Baby Shark official song doll. Yep.
What?
Yeah. The dolls come in the shape of a shark or a shark cube and plays the Baby Shark song when squeezed. Tell me this won't get annoying.
Oh my gosh.
Shark Cube Live.
I would never in my life put this in the hands of my nieces and nephews.
This is like Tickle Me Elmo, guys.
Yeah, this is going to be huge.
Tickle Me Elmo was literally my favorite toy as a little kid.
It's the same thing.
But no, I would never get this for them.
Shark Cube.
I don't mind it one time around.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, it's awesome. It's a banger. But hearing it all day.
The toy includes lifelong non-replaceable batteries, so it'll never die.
Where do you get this toy?
Well, you can get it online, and here's the thing, if you can find it. The sharks were originally only $17,
oh,
and the cubes were $8. Well, since they're sold out, people are now selling them from $70 and up for the actual shark, and then $40 and up for the cube.
If you want to just squeeze me for free, I'll sing it.
All right, hold on. Go ahead. Squeeze them, Alex, real quick. Let's see how it sounds.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Yeah, I'm spending the $70.
Yeah, sometimes you got to spend the money. It's worth it. Okay. And finally, throwing snowballs has been illegal for 100 years in Severance, Colorado. But 9-year-old Dane Best got the law changed by collecting enough signatures and having his classmates write letters. He even went to the city council and said, "Let me throw snowballs."
So cute. Just stay away from the yellow snow, kid.
Yeah, that one's definitely something you don't want to get hit with. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it on out at joeandalexshow.com. What did your parents say no to? Or maybe your parent, you had to tell your kid, absolutely not. Like, it's just outrageous, something they wanted to get or maybe do to themselves. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's the number to call in and let us know. 833-563-2539. And on Twitter and Instagram, it is at Joe and Alex Show. New research coming out, kind of a survey, saying a majority of parents still will not let their kids get a tattoo. That doesn't surprise me too much. But this is going all the way up to, like, what does it have to be, like, 18 to be legal to get a tattoo?
Yep.
It depends on states, I guess, but in general, they're like, no. But I feel like I know more and more people that, like, have kids. They're like, oh, yeah, well, they're 16. They can get a tattoo. I don't care.
I had a few people in my graduating class that had tattoos by the time we graduated, and also a few pregnancies.
Well, hey, that's fun, too. I don't think any parent would just say, yeah, I want you to get pregnant. But, the results found that even though about a third of parents have tattoos themselves, 80% said they would not let their teen get one. The biggest fear of parents is that their child would be sorry they got the tattoo, and they'd kind of regret it, saying, oh, why did I do that? So, and then also some of the parents said, well, they're also concerned that it would negatively affect their teen's employment in the future. Now, you guys might laugh at some of these, but I wanted to share with you some things that I remember asking my mom, Melissa. I'm like, Mom, I want this. I wanted my ears pierced. I think it's because I thought of, like, the lead singer of Green Day.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
Could you guys imagine me with my ears pierced? How cool that would look?
When you were a kid, yeah. Not now.
I mean, I still could now.
What, you don't think it would look good now? I think it would look awesome right now if I had my ears pierced.
Producer Porkchop also used to have his ears pierced, but very
recently.
Oh,
God. Yes, that
is ugly.
Actually,
I think Producer Porkchop looked really hot when he had his ears pierced.
He looked like a D-bag.
He looked different. No, I'm saying, like, Porkchop has kind of gotten into the dad zone, I feel like. Like, he does, like, I feel like with the earrings and he was wearing all these skinny jeans and hoodies and stuff, like, definitely hot. I think you should get back into that style.
Actually, what happened was, this is completely honest, I feel like I got bigger, I gained a lot of weight, and I just felt personally like I didn't look as good with earrings as a bigger guy.
Like you couldn't pull it off.
Correct.
So disappointing. Well, hopefully with the Joe's Journey challenge that we're doing, well, I say you three are doing.
Well, I'm the only one doing it, but yeah.
You'll lose enough weight to feel confident again, and then you can do the earrings, because I think that looks so good.
Wait, you don't think I'm getting too old for that now, though, too?
I don't know. Part of me likes it.
Part of me questions everything
I
you're doing.
I feel like your age, like... How old are you?
I just turned 30.
30 is like the literally new like 25. So
really?
You're fine. Yes.
Okay.
Other things that my mom said absolutely not, and you can let us know what your parents said no to. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I wanted to get a tattoo. I don't remember. I think actually, which is embarrassing, everybody had that like barbed wire like tattoo on their arms right across here.
I could so see that on you.
Yeah, I'm so glad my mom said no to that.
That's
that would have been terrible.
The exact tattoo you wanted?
Well, yeah, I don't know why I thought it was cool.
Ew.
I'm trying to think. The only person I remember having it, which is not the reason I wanted it, but I know Pam Anderson had it. But
she did? Yuck.
Yeah, I think she still does. It's like the little everybody had the barbed wire tattoo, or like the tribal band. That was just cool. I don't know why, but I wanted that. But here's where you're going to laugh, because it's kind of funny. I'm a bald guy. But I think it was when I was watching like Gangster's Paradise or Coolio. I really wanted to have like cornrows.
I had cornrows.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Are there photos of this?
I look terrible. No.
Oh,
I was like one day in the one summer I had my mom's friend who knew how to do it. She did it to me, and I remember hating it. I never, when I was a kid, I like now wearing braids, but when I was a kid, I did not like having my hair in braids. I just didn't like my hair pulled back like that.
I got cornrows when I was in the Bahamas one time with the beads and everything. I looked sick.
A lot of girls did that.
Hey, Randy, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what did your parents say no to?
Football.
Why?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
I'm a tall, very skinny guy, and my parents were pretty much like, if you play football, you're going to get broken in half or brain damage, one of the two. So,
yeah.
Probably true, but you could have bulked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
if he's a beanpole, There's not much you can do. My little bro, Michael, he wants to play football, but his mom says absolutely not, because as more research and stuff comes out, she's so worried about her son having brain damage. I think it's becoming more and more common there. So if you got something that, you know, you're like, oh, mom, please, can I get this? Dad, can I please get this? Like, hell no, you are not getting that. Let us know. You can give us a tweet and follow us, too, on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I love Christmas displays. Like, I think they're awesome. I think they're beautiful. It's fun to go take the friends and family out in a car and go drive around, look for the really nice displays throughout neighborhoods. But maybe they're going too far. This story is absolutely insane. A family in Austin, Texas set up their Christmas decorations to look like the scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, Liv the Web Girl, isn't that like your go-to movie? You love Christmas Vacation.
Yes, I love that, even like not in Christmas season.
Really?
It's funny.
It's so funny.
Now, you know the part I'm talking about, Liv, right? Where Clark climbing up there trying to put on all the Christmas lights.
Yes.
And then he has that ladder almost fall. Actually, it does.
Yep, he almost falls back. He accidentally staples his shirt to the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, this scene was recreated and it ended up causing someone to call 911. I actually have the audio, but listen to this news report. It's thankfully it was okay, but it's insane.
The Wheelis family just wanted to win a decorating contest. They spent a lot of time making this look straight out of National Lampoon's movie, and they did such a good job, someone actually called police.
Sometimes Christmas wishes do come true.
I hope he falls and breaks his neck.
But unlike Warner Bros. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all this Northwest Austin homeowner wanted was to win the annual neighborhood contest. Instead,
oh, listen, please hold on.
They gave a passerby a nearby heart attack.
He was doing everything he could to get the ladder and like save Clark.
All right. Can you reach it? Can you reach it?
Could you imagine driving by somewhere and you legit think somebody's hanging on for dear life?
So scary.
Like two stories up.
Wow.
And there's a ladder there, so you assume they probably climbed up. It's kind of crooked.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
It looks realistic.
Oh, it looks very realistic.
Help!
He even called 911. Here's an Austin police officer stopping by the house moments later.
I've seen it before. I mean, I've seen this other places before, but
okay. He didn't give up. He was going to save whatever he had to do. He was going to save old Clark Griswold.
Leah Wheelis's sister and brother-in-law live here. They felt awful when they saw the Nest Cam video and the poor guy's reaction.
It had only been up for a day, right?
Only had been up for one day. And so we actually put up a sign because we didn't want that to happen to anybody else. We felt so bad that Clark G is part of our Christmas display. Please do not call 911.
Yeah, maybe should have done that in the beginning. Just to help people out, because it looks so real.
Now you really need to check. now you really need to step your Christmas game.
Yeah, if you're not getting a 911 call, it's not that good.
Turns out it's just a dummy with a really realistic Clark Griswold mask and clothes from Goodwill that match the movie perfectly.
We'd love to be able to find him and reach out. We have a very special gift that we would like to give him, and we'd just like to tell him thank you.
And guess what? Right after we left tonight, they got the guy's number from the audio of his 911 call. Remember, that was all captured on the Nest Cam. And they got a hold of him. Take a listen.
And I was trying to get him down any way I can. And so when I started talking to him, he never said nothing. I said, oh, my God, I hope he's not dead. Let me call 911.
Turns out his name is Alfred. He is a retired vet. So, hey, no wonder he jumped in so quickly to save what he really thought was a man hanging on for dear life.
Wow, what a cool story. And of course, it's a veteran right there. Those are people that will jump in, help anybody, and do anything. So I'm actually going to put this news story, so you can see how real it looks, up at joeandalexshow.com a little bit, so you can go check that out.
Coming up next, this megastar finally dumped her loser boyfriend. We should all be very excited. One of your favorite videos is also getting turned into a movie for Netflix.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande came to the defense of her ex-boyfriend Pete Davidson after he opened up about the bullying he's experienced in recent months. The pop star shared a screen grab of Davidson's emotional message that I kind of talked about yesterday in the garbage. I said how he revealed that he's been bullied severely for the duration of their relationship and after, like people trying to convince him to commit suicide and really, really horrible things.
Yeah, people can be just unusually cruel.
Yeah, so Ariana wrote, responding to that, she said, "I really don't endorse anything but forgiveness and positivity. I care deeply about Pete and his health. I'm asking you to please be gentler with others, even on the internet. I've learned through my own mistakes not to be reactive on socials, so I do understand, but you truly don't know what anyone is experiencing ever, regardless of what they choose to display on social media or how they may appear in public." John Gosselin, you know who that is? Remember him?
Like a Kate plus 8, like the dad,
yes,
right? He had like 8 kids. Yes.
Yep. He was on John and Kate plus 8 on TLC way back in the day. Well, he just won sole custody of his 14-year-old son, Colin. Let me just tell you about Mom of the Year, Kate Gosselin. Kate was supposed to go to court to talk about this, like custody arrangement with their kid, Colin. And she just didn't show up. So,
well, I mean, she's got 7 other kids she's got to watch. I mean,
so
kind of busy.
John was awarded sole custody, physical and legal, of Colin. And Kate revealed earlier this year, 2 years ago, she revealed that Colin was seeking inpatient treatment for behavioral issues, and he's now in a new facility and is expected to complete his program and return home before Christmas. But, like, so he has gone through for the last 2 years. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's been in some kind of, I don't know what.
Well, I think
mental health facility.
I think it's growing up on TV, having your parents divorce,
probably
and
all
fight,
of it, right?
Screws your head up
but
a
then,
bit.
But what I'm saying is, though, he has been away at this thing for 2 years. He's finally getting out right before Christmas, and now he just found out that his mom is not going to be legally even allowed in his life at all. I mean, you know what?
You think it's going to send him back to something?
Yes, I was going to say he's probably going to end up right back there. So that sucks. And Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. Do you remember what this was? It was like that really Funny or Die talk show that Zach did. It was like super viral.
Always awkward interviews or just questions.
Yes, it was just super funny. Well, it's getting turned into a movie for Netflix. Production is already underway on the movie version of the Funny or Die talk show. And sources say the movie will feature interviews with Peter Dinklage, David Letterman, Keanu Reeves, and Zach Galifianakis, his Hangover co-star, Ed Helms and Bradley Cooper.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yes. So I think that'll be really fun, and I'm glad that there will be something funny and new coming on Netflix. In less than an hour, find out which singer and her husband want to have a menage a trois with a certain A-list actress.
Oh, all right. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much, Alex, for that. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do with her?
She is the worst neighbor ever, but it didn't start out that way. She thought she had the worst neighbor ever. This is cringeworthy. That's next.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. JoeAndAlexShow.com, the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
We want to know how you were the worst neighbor ever, because Liv the Web Girl is the world's worst neighbor, but it didn't all start out that way. At first, she thought she had the world's worst neighbor.
Right. So, I'm just sitting in my apartment, and it was after I had just had lunch. I'm just sitting there like watching Netflix, and I get a knock at my door, and it's my neighbor who's super old, and we share a bunch of walls together. Yeah. He knocks on the door, and normally I don't answer the door because I'm just like scared of strangers.
Uh-huh.
But then I see it's this old guy, and I've seen him walking around, and he's like, and I open the door. I'm like, oh, hi. Like, is there something I can do for you?
And hi, young man. How are you?
Ha ha ha. And I'm just like, is there something I can do for you? And he's just like, your chomping and chewing is so loud.
What?
I am trying to have a peaceful day over there. I'm trying to watch television, and your chomping and chewing is so loud, and pretty much just like reams me, and I am literally shell-shocked.
Wait, he can hear you through the wall?
There's no way. There's no way.
Well, do you have like thin walls in your apartment?
Oh my gosh, our walls are so thin. Like I can
hear
him.
Then he totally could.
I can hear him snoring at night.
But chewing. Think about chewing though. I've never heard somebody chew through a
wall. Oh, you never heard a loud chewer? They sound like a cow.
But through an apartment wall, I have, you know, there's been people boinking and there has been people snoring. Yes, talking loud, TV loud. Yes, but chewing.
Yes. So I'm like, this guy is an absolute psychomaniac.
Yeah.
So, and like, he's just going on and on about my chewing and how it's rude. It's disrespectful. I need to quiet down. That if like it keeps happening, he might like send in a complaint, all
what?
This stuff. So I'm like, this guy is absolutely bonkers. So I'm like, okay, I bite my tongue and I'm like, okay, like I'll see if I can put a handle on it, sir. And like closed door. I'm so mad. So then the next day, I'm going to eat lunch again, and I literally buy Sun Chips. I get like an apple. I get my skinny pop that I always eat, and I sit on the floor right next to the wall that we share, and I am chewing as loud as humanly possible.
Oh, my God.
Just to make this guy mad, because I'm mad. I'm triggered. What is psycho complaining about my chewing?
Okay, this is petty goals right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is out of the book of Alex.
I know, which normally I'm not this petty, but I was like, how do you have the audacity to come over to my apartment
right
when I'm watching Netflix and complain about my chewing?
So surely
lunatic.
He could hear you and came over again.
Absolutely. So this is where it gets not what I thought. So he comes over and
God.
I knew he was going to come over. It was like clockwork. I was chomping down on sun chips. I didn't even get to the apple. And he comes to my door and he knocks again. And I knew it was going to be him. And I opened up and I was like, oh, hi, yes. And he goes on and on about his chewing. And he like literally put his head down in his hands. And that's when I notice he has a hearing aid in both ears. And he's like an older guy. And I'm just like, oh, crap.
Oh, my gosh. Liv is the biggest jerk ever of all time.
Yeah, he can like hear
supersonically or something.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like hear the little whistle. It's like
yeah. And like and it's funny cuz this used to happen to my grandpa all the time. He would turn his hearing aids up too loud.
Oh no.
And he could hear everything, and I guarantee that this old guy's hearing aids are just turned up too loud, and he has, like, supersonic hearing, and that's how he heard my chewing, and so now I just felt like the biggest, biggest jerk, and so I'm probably just never going to eat in my apartment again.
It's a good way to lose weight. I mean, that'll help you out a little bit.
So awkward.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest jerk in the world, especially because, like, I'm never normally petty. But I decided to be petty because I was like this lunatic psycho.
Yeah.
And especially because I like bashed him to like obviously like my boyfriend, all my friends.
He probably heard you bashing him too.
How were you the worst neighbor ever? Call 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
833-563-2539.
Hey, Liv.
Yeah.
If he was listening right now, what would you say? Liv, that was so rude. Stop.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and the time has come. It is Joe's journey, and we are going to have somebody face off with the box of shame.
Yeah, because you wanted to start kind of getting the whole show, besides me, getting the whole show involved in Joe's journey
and
working out.
Yeah, Liv's like, well, I got to get it right, get it tight. She's going to be going to Hawaii for around Christmas or New Year's, and Pork Chop's like, man, like, I just don't feel good about myself. The clothing I'm all wearing now, he's like, look, guys, like, I can barely button up my shirt. So I'm like, well, fine. If you guys want to jump in, I kind of need a little motivation. I do better with competition than just on myself, and I've been doing really well. I've worked out 4 times. I met the criteria this week, so thanks, guys, for pushing me. But, well, these two kind of failed at that, Alex.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, there was just a little bit of miscommunication, and then we couldn't decide on who actually didn't follow through on the rules, which the rules are posted on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And so we basically left it up to you to decide, you listening. Like, do you want producer Porkchop to have to do the box of shame today and be punished for his crimes of not working out
against
properly?
Fitness?
Or would Liv the Web Girl have to be punished for her crimes? And so we put it up on Instagram and on our story yesterday at Joe and Alex Show, and it was pretty incredible because for the majority, I would say, of yesterday, it was neck and neck, dead tie.
Yep. So if you voted and you saw it was like 50% to 50% or 49 to 51, it was actually, it was really, really close. It's not like
only like 2 votes difference.
Yes. And it's just amazing that we could get hundreds and thousands of votes and still be that close.
Yeah. So the loser, the big loser of our vote is Liv the Web Girl.
Yay!
Gonna be doing the box of shame.
Liv, how do you feel getting to do the box of shame today?
I'm like a little frustrated. I'm a little scared. I'm a little, you know, I didn't think that I was ever gonna have to do the box of shame. So I'm shocked that week one coming out of the gates, I have to do it. But this will be the first and last time that I do the box of shame.
Save this audio, Pork Chop, so we can play it later when she does it. Now listen, there's all kinds of things in there. You could have to go outside in your underwear running around there. I mean, what else is in there, Alex? There's all kinds of stuff.
There is going outside in your underwear. There is a text roulette where I get to pick a number. I mean, anyone in your phone contacts and text them something of my choice.
Oh, did you do the bird thing?
The scream of shame. The scream of shame where you have to yell something embarrassing outside where everybody can hear you.
The bird.
Oh, baby bird breakfast.
Yes.
Baby bird breakfast is what Joe really wants it to land on. That's where either Joe or I chew something up and spits it into the victim's mouth. So baby bird breakfast will be fun. Peanut butter facial.
That's where
we get to rub peanut butter all over their face, cover their entire face in peanut butter. I mean, there's a lot of things in here. Lick somebody's foot on the show.
My dog submitted something, Benny and Paddington.
Oh, yes.
Because they knew that it was Liv this week.
Eat a dog treat.
Yep. They said, why don't you give her one of our dog treats?
As long as the rabies is not contagious from the dog treat, I'll do it.
I think you've had worse than that. Okay.
So go ahead, Liv. Stick your hand in here. It's totally random. And you are going to have to complete whatever dare you grab.
I'm so scared.
And announce it loud and proud for everybody listening right now. What are you doing next?
Eat a mouthful of crackers and then try to whistle.
Oh. Wait a minute. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
She got off easy.
No, but honestly, like, I'm a little mad because crackers are gluten, so this is not.
Then you have
be
to
good.
Swallow them. Then there's got to be some. There's got to be some.
I'm
that is the lamest
them.
Thing ever.
It is not lame. You're
That's
ruining
a
it.
Punishment?
It's going to be awkward, and we'll put a video up on
Shame.
Instagram at Joe Nalco.
Shame on you for putting that
also,
lame thing
my
in there.
My mouth is. I'm not even joking. My mouth is so dry right now because all I've had is like coffee. So my mouth is so dry to begin with. So with these crackers, it's going to be awful.
All right, we're going to do this next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv will face her punishment from Joe's journey in the box of shame. Hang on. It is the hang on. Hang on. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't do this often, but I'm making an executive decision here. We're not going to. We've been hyping this up all week for Joe's journey and the face of the box of shame. We are not going to have your punishment be that you have to put crackers in your mouth and whistle. That's a fun little game we could do sometime for an Instagram video like, look at me. and then have stuff come out. That is not the box of shame. That is not a punishment. So right now,
I'm so annoyed because I literally went through every single dare and punishment that I came up with yesterday with you guys. Every single thing I said you guys signed off on, including this. I even said in a group text last night, hey, I've got the crackers, the peanut butter, like I'm bringing the stuff for it. And you guys are like, cool, yes. Like everything that's in this box, you guys approved. And now you're saying, oh, now we changed our mind. This isn't good enough.
I literally remember her bringing that exact dare up and you guys are both like, okay.
I also remember you saying that you wouldn't lose the challenge, but here we are. So.
Oh my gosh. Joe is being so annoying right now.
You know what? You didn't even work out a fourth time this week anyway.
Yeah, so
you
feel
didn't say, either. Yeah,
I mean,
poor Chob, you did not either.
Let me keep the show on track and keep it focused,
okay,
please.
Okay, fine. I'm picking another one. I'm so annoyed about this, though.
Great. I didn't ask. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Joe is getting on my last nerve. Okay.
Oh boy.
Joe's not doing what you're about to do.
Eat dog food.
Yes!
So I'm going to get rabies from Joe's rabies AF dogs.
Okay, you know what? I actually have this ready. We can do this right now.
Perfect. Give it
All
to
right,
me.
Cool. All right, let me grab my bag.
Give it to me. Fun fact, one time when I was drunk and after I was 21, wink, wink, hint, hint.
Yeah, right. Liv actually being of age.
I thought that a dog treat was like a combo, like, you know, the combos from like the snack from like gas stations and stuff.
Yeah, don't feed that
and
to your dog.
I actually ate a dog treat because it wasn't a combo. It was a dog treat. So I've eaten a dog treat before.
Okay, now here's the thing. You have to eat it and fully digest it.
Do I have to swallow it?
Yes. I would make poor
chap
do the same thing too.
Do they have this on my calorie counter?
My Fitness Pal. I don't know if they'd have a dog food thing on there, but we are live, by the way, on Instagram. If you want to follow us at Joe and Alex Show. Now, Liv, I've given you two options here. I talked to my boys Benny and Paddington. The one that looks like jerky is actually salmon. It's salmon jerky. Yeah. So if you like protein, you might want that one. And I put it in there so I didn't have to touch it. I use like little
salmon
tongs.
Salmon has great omega-3s.
And then the other thing, there's three pieces each. There's also beef liver. My dogs love the beef
Absolutely
liver treat.
Absolutely not. Give me the salmon.
All right, you go ahead and take out a big piece there. Go ahead and grab it. You have to chew it up and swallow it. So I don't care if you go puke it up later, but you need to do it now. So how's
Here's
it smell? Why don't you tell us what it smells like?
Oh, my gosh.
Smell good?
I'm gonna throw up. It smells like fish food. I'm going to throw up. Why did you tell me to smell it? Oh, my gosh.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm honing my nose.
All right, Liv the Web Girl facing the box of shame for Joe's journey.
So bad?
It's in her mouth. You got to chew it because you have to swallow it. I think she's crying, which I feel bad.
I can't.
You got to swallow it. Once it's down, it's down. You can chug some water or something.
I can't swallow it.
Swallow.
Swallow. Swallow. Swallow.
Joe, I'm covered with water. I can't.
Where's your water? I don't know where your water is.
Oh, give her water. Give her water.
I can't swallow it.
Here, try this. Try this. Here we go.
Here, you barely have any water left.
Oh my god.
You gotta swallow it. My dogs love it. I'm surprised you don't like it.
Wow.
Is it gone?
It's gone. There's some left in my teeth.
How does it taste?
It tastes so bad. I'm gonna cry.
Ugh. Wow, that's amazing right there.
It tastes exactly how it smells. Oh, like almost like rotten fish or something. Oh my gosh, the taste is still in my mouth. I'm literally gonna cry.
Here. Have some beef liver.
No, Sam,
beef
I'm
liver.
Not kidding. I'm
no,
not
a little
kidding.
Beef liver. Here, no. it'll take care of it.
Oh, it's still in my mouth.
Hold on. I don't think it's that bad. Let me try. Hold on. I'll try.
Oh my gosh.
In solidarity, I'll eat a piece with you. Okay.
I'm eating a cracker.
All right, hold on. This is how big of a baby Liv's
been. Is this
part
of Joe's journey to eat dog food?
Well, it's protein, hold on.
I cannot believe you're eating this willingly. See, now you're negating the, it's not a bad punishment.
No, it's really, it is really gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just ate that, just willy-nilly.
Actually, I don't have to eat this, so.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Ew, dude. Ew, come on.
He just spit it out onto the paper.
Wow, that is really disgusting.
Okay.
Hey, round of applause. Liv the Web Girl.
Hope you enjoyed breakfast.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my mouth, and I've had a lot, so.
This is all on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, Liv, are you going to work out this week?
Yeah, I'm currently eating crackers because it's so gross. Trying to wash out the taste.
Oh my god, your breath smells like ass.
Oh, pork chop or Liv?
I'm into it. I like it that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And what we're into, it's our chance to share with you and for you to actually join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. Let us know. What are you into? Is it something on TV, Netflix, Hulu, maybe a song you like, you know, food you're digging, whatever. We just like to have the recommendations and we share them with you. Also on Twitter and Instagram, you can do it that way. Let us know what you're into at Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's go to me first. I would like to share what I'm into. It's on Netflix, and I absolutely love this. Are you guys familiar with these brothers? Their names, the Coen brothers.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular. And as a matter of fact, the Coen brothers, they have won awards for No Country for Old Men and True Grit. I love those movies. But they have a movie. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It's a film on Netflix by them. And here's a little preview of it. I'll play it for you real quick.
People are so easily distracted. So I'm the distractor with a little story. People can't get enough of them. Because, well, they connect the stories to themselves, I suppose. And we all love hearing about ourselves. So long as the people in the stories are us, but not us.
It's a tale to tell.
And it's awesome. It's a long movie, but it's a bunch of short stories. And the main thing, it always comes back to this book, is if somebody's reading through it and flipping the pages, and each little short story or scene from this movie is something completely different. But it's like you could picture yourself in there. And there's just some big, big names in there. So
would I not like this? Because it sounds like they're talking in those old-timey voices, which I cannot stand.
Yeah, you would not like it. I don't think you'd be a fan of it. And it reminds me, in a totally different way, but it reminds me of like Black Mirror, that everything's a different story.
Right. There is a name
for
that.
It's always different.
There's a name for that type of TV show, but now I can't think of what that's called. It's a fancy word for when a different episode is different every time, like American Horror Story.
I honestly don't even want to tell my boyfriend Joel Daddy about that because he absolutely loves Western.
Oh, I think he'd love that because a lot of it's Western.
Watch it nonstop. Stop.
No, it's very violent, too. Like, that's what the Coen brothers do. But if you got something, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
We have a tweet from Pamela who says that her 4-year-old daughter tried Lucky Charms for the very first time in her life this week, and that's what she's into.
Oh, that's so cute.
All right, Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
Well, speaking of Lucky Charms, mine is the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, gosh, you're so basic.
And it's all because of my boyfriend's aunt that I'm staying at her house. She's like, oh, hey, Pork Chop, I've got this the cereal, and if you want to try it, you can have some. And I was like, well, what is it? She's like, Pumpkin Spice. I'm like, no thanks. And I tried it. Oh, my gosh, so freaking good.
And where can you get that? Anywhere? Grocery stores?
It's Target, Meijer. Yeah, it's Frosted Flakes Pumpkin Spice.
Live the Web Girl, what do we got?
Max, which Alex, you'll appreciate this. Max on Twitter says that he is really into The Office right
yes,
now.
Yes, Max!
So, yeah. I wonder if that's his first time watching it through, because it'll literally change your life.
Yeah, The Office is legit. Like, if you're looking for something, I was really late to the party, and man, I wish like there was more episodes to watch, because it was so good.
Oh, Casey says, Alex, I think you're thinking of the word anthology as the name of a show with different episodes and seasons. That's right.
Yeah, this is just like a bunch of different episodes, but it's still pretty dope. Let's see here. Anybody else got anything this week that they're into?
Yes. So I am super into this new leave-in conditioner. It's from GK. Have you heard of GK, Alex?
I don't know that
I have. It's like a keratin company. And GK, my hairstylist, recommended it. And you put it in. It's like almost like the consistency of like a mousse that you put in, like when you get out of the shower, when you put it in, when your hair is really damp. So it's like a mousse. But it's a leave-in conditioner. It helps damaged hair. And it also is a heat protectant.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's super good if you have color hair. So I put that on the Joe and Alex Show. You can swipe up and just buy it. It has left my hair so smooth, so shiny, and so hydrated and it actually has proteins in it that help to actually rebuild the damaged part of your hair.
Ooh, okay. So yeah. I am into this week something that will make your lazy bone dreams come true. Actually, our boss is who recommended this to me.
So you're calling our boss lazy?
Well, I don't know that she is lazy, but she's absolutely brilliant for using this app. It's called Tackle, T-A-K-L. And with this app, you can hire someone to do literally any job ever. Like, if I don't want to hang a picture, you can hang a picture. Or pay someone to hang a picture for
what?
You. You want to clean just your bathtub? They'll clean your bathtub
Wait,
for you. Put
seriously?
Away your laundry. Anything. Carry your groceries up. Clean your car out. And paint your wall for you. Any job ever. You want to unload a TV and bring it up, you know, to your apartment that's on a high floor, but you don't want to have to walk up the stairs with it. They will do it. They'll move you. They'll do anything you want. You will find somebody to do it for you. And so Tackle, T-A-K-L, the app, allows your lazy dreams to come true. By you don't have to lift a finger. Someone else will do it.
All right.
Genius.
Once again, somebody's taken something that was a good thing and made it into a bad thing. I'm worried about this here. You guys see the tweet we just got at Joe and Alex Show?
What?
Salvador said, "I'm so into producer Porkchop's voice."
Oh.
Oh, gosh. You better tell your boyfriend to watch out.
Uh-oh.
There we go. You can let us know what you're into. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to hear it. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I would love for you to call in no matter what side you fall on this. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Interesting information coming out, and it says this. Couples that were tracked over a 13-year period who've been married 15 and 35 years, somewhere in between there, that's what they're working with in their pool, they found there was a rise in positive behaviors such as affection and humor as marriages went on and continued, while negative emotions like being defensive, that decreased as the years went by.
Ooh.
Now, women were emotionally more expressive than their husbands, surprise, surprise, who tend to be less affectionate and more domineering. But they did not necessarily contradict the overall positive trend. So they're saying in general, for the most part, these people that were married for a good amount of time, as things went on, they kind of started to fight less and maybe be less defensive. I know in my marriage, I've been with my wife for 6.5 years. We've been married for 3. I know I'm defensive as hell about certain issues. I think my wife, I don't think anybody likes to admit that they're defensive about it, but I think we have certain little key things we go to. It's like, ooh, that's my bad spot. Don't bring that up, and I'll be defensive about it. Now, we've been married 3 years, and I've heard from my friends that after 3 years, you kind of get easier. Like, you got to get past those first 3, and then it does. And to be honest, I think there might be something to that.
I thought it was just the 1 year. I've only heard that the year one is the hardest, the first year.
Oh, really? I feel like 1 year is still the honeymoon phase.
Really?
I feel like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, we've had fights, so it could be. But I feel like after somebody told me 3 years, it gets easier. It kind of does. But then you hear about, for example, the 7-year itch where you're like, okay, am I stuck with this sack of skin for the rest of my life?
Ew!
I mean, they're real thoughts here. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Men, women, whoever you are, if you've been in a relationship for, you know, I would say
marriage.
What? Yeah, like an actual marriage for how long? At least 5 years? It's got to be a bit of time. You can't be like, well, I've been married for a week.
Right.
Yeah, I think like 5 to 7 years. If you've been in...
Well, if the thing is at least 3 years is hard, then I would say if you've been married 3 years or longer, do you feel like it's getting harder or easier?
Or were you somebody, maybe you're recently divorced, you're like, yeah, 20 years and just I couldn't take their crap anymore. I was out.
So my parents have been married for 35 years.
Wow.
This year. Yeah, it's our 35th wedding anniversary. And I think it's really interesting too because... This past year was the first year that they were truly empty nesters. So I feel like that kind of has to bring your relationship back, though, to kind of like the new stages. Because they had 4 kids. So that was, I mean, a billion years with kids in the house.
Are they happily married?
Oh, in love. Like, so happily
so
married.
How do they make that work? What have you ever asked them what the secret to a happy marriage is?
So they're very religious. So I know that like a lot of it is centered around like religion. But then at the same time, I think that they just work at it. And I think that they, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But you know what's really crazy too? My parents knew each other for 3 months before they got engaged.
Wow. Thank God we're in modern times. No, that's an awesome story, though. That's really cool. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. How long you been together?
18 years.
18 years? You got him for 18 years?
Got him for 18 years.
Got him for whatever chance.
Okay, now wait a minute. Does it get easier with time?
It doesn't get easier. You just learn to tolerate a little better, and you just pick your battles.
Tolerance.
There's a new issue every day with marriage. So you just choose to accept it how it is, or you say, okay, this one I'm fighting with.
My husband and I are two
totally different cultures, And we just, he's used to being dominant, and so am I. So you just learn how to pick your battle.
Katie, Liv the Web Girl's got a question for you real quick.
Yeah, so do you think you just learn how to fight with each other because you know how each other fight and they argue and they communicate? You kind of like are just better at fighting with them?
No, you just ignore. After the first 100 fights or whatever you fight, you just are like, okay, you're right, I'm wrong. And then you know you're right, so you just walk away.
Katie, does that only work for women? Because I know my wife and I have had more than 100 fights, and you're right about that, but I can't do that. I just can't let it down, and then I just make it like I dig a big, big hole, and it gets worse and worse.
How does that go for you?
Terrible. You're 100% right.
I suggest you stop and walk away, because it's a snack, and then she'll sit and ponder on, why isn't he fighting? And, and then in an hour, it's fun to make up.
Yeah, then make out.
Yeah, make out, make up.
Mm-hmm. See, what I want to know is...
Make it some pancakes.
Right. I want to know... How often is normal to be fighting too? Like arguments and disagreements, how often is that okay to do before it's like, yikes, we have a problem here?
All right, let's talk to Jasmine this morning. Jasmine, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Jasmine?
Well, I have been married to my husband for 19 years,
okay.
20 years next year. We have a 16-year-old son, and life is hard, but man alive, if you put in the work and the effort that it takes in marriage, nothing is easy. But if you put in the time and effort, let me tell you, by the time you get closer to that 15-year mark, it gets so much better.
What's really? Better? Just, like, what's so much better?
It's comfortable. It's you know your spouse, the arguments that you have. You literally can have a knockout, drag-out fight, which, let me tell you, still happens even when you've been married that long. But the difference is you're both committed. My husband and I, from the very beginning, the D word was never on the table.
Yeah.
No matter how crappy it got, we did not ever do the whole, let's just get divorced.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call, Jasmine. We appreciate it.
My best friend and her husband, they are newly married. They just celebrated 2 years, I believe. And that's their rule in their marriage, is that no matter how mad they get at each other and how much they're fighting, they do not say the D word.
I know, like, when you bring up the D word after you're married, it can be, it's tough, because once it's been said, it can't get taken back. Even the question of, like, do you think we should get divorced? I mean, that's something that can linger in a relationship, but I think it's a good idea. Definitely easier said than done. Let's take one more call on this right here. Cora, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say here? They're saying that the longer you're with somebody, the marriage usually actually gets easier. The fights get less of a problem.
I agree. I've been in my relationship for 10 years. We've been married for 6 years. I think the hardest part is having kids. When you bring kids into the marriage, there's so many new things to fight about and subjects that you probably haven't discussed before, where your different views of childhood and what was good and bad kind of conflict with each other. But I would definitely say through the years it gets better, and I think you kind of let go of that, like, idealistic marriage. I think we all kind of go into it thinking that, you're not going to fight and that everything's going to be beautiful. And as you go through, you kind of learn to pick your battles better and learn what really a happy marriage looks like isn't what the movies look like.
I think you're so right on that one, just because for my situation, my parents were never even married. They were together on and off my whole childhood, but they were never actually married, and they were so verbally abusive to each other, not necessarily to me, but I just thought, like, when I was with my wife, guess what? We had some arguments, and there's a lot of things I wouldn't say because my parents are verbally abusive. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say that because once you say something, you can't take it back. But I thought, I'm on my own island here. Like, this is doomed. But then you hear stuff like you, Cora, and everybody else. It's like, yeah, fights happen. I mean, you shouldn't be like, hey, let's try to fight. It'd be nice if they didn't happen, but that's part of any relationship.
Definitely.
All right, Cora, we appreciate your call this morning. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
I think I'm ready to get married. It's, you know, I've been in a relationship for 7 years.
Yeah, you should pop the question. I don't know how long you're going to take. I would have left you by now.
Maybe before you pop the question, you get him to post a picture of you on Instagram.
Well, yeah, to actually really test the commitment and test the love right there.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Dolly Parton, speaking of long marriages, she's been married for 52 years. I don't know if you know that.
What?
And I guess she's wanting to spice things up because she says her and her husband are open to having a menage a trois, a.k.a. a threesome, with Miss Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I thought she wanted to hook up with Jolene.
On The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Monday night, Dolly talked about writing the music for Jennifer Aniston's new Netflix movie coming out called Dumplin'. It comes out Friday.
Cool.
And she said that her husband was so excited about her writing the music for this film. She said, my husband is crazy about Jennifer, and he was more excited that I was going to do a movie with her than he was that I got the chance to write all the music in general. She said, I think he fantasizes about a threesome. She joked about her husband being too old for the situation, which caused Jimmy Fallon to fall on the floor, collapsing in laughter. He had no idea she was going to say that. Jennifer Aniston told USA Today, my mouth dropped when I heard this, and then I laughed my butt off. That's Dolly. It was hilarious. I think it's flattering. And that's Dolly's sense of humor. No one in the world can get away with saying something like that about their partner on live television except Dolly. I mean, that is a quote. And Ellen DeGeneres tried to trick Gwen Stefani into saying that she's engaged to Blake Shelton on her show.
So Blake told me that y'all are engaged now.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yes?
No, we're not.
Yes, he told me you're engaged, so let's talk about that.
What are you talking about? We're not. Well, we're not engaged. Okay. And we're not married.
Okay.
And he's my boyfriend.
Right. So you. When, but when will you get married?
I don't know. I do not know.
I love how savage and ruthless Ellen is when it comes to interviewing.
But she's a sweet dancer, so it's like, oh, and Ellen's just so nice.
Actor and comedian Kevin Hart, by the way, is who is going to be hosting the 2019 Academy Awards. The show is set to air on ABC February 24th. That's the day after my birthday, by the way.
Ooh.
And Jimmy Kimmel has been the one that's hosted the show for the past 2 years. So this is a new host having Kevin Hart on board. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey! Your thong's showing. I'll explain. This is so awkward. It's next. We're the Joe and Alex Show. It's Radio Now. And wow, this was awkward. I didn't know what to do. I would like to know, what would you have done? Like, what's your suggestion? Maybe if I ever encounter this again. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I was hanging out. I had my friends Davis and Susie in town, and that was kind of cool. They came all the way and visited me. They're from Michigan. That's where I'm from originally. So that was nice of them. And then my wife Lindsay was out with us, and we were grabbing some brews. And this is on Saturday night going into Sunday morning. We were out late. And it was like a Christmas crawl or a Christmas sweater thing on. So everybody was, you know, drunk, you know, and they were kind of closing down the bars, and they came to the place we were at. And this cute little girl comes in, and she sits down, and she drinks a couple of drinks, and she goes to the bathroom. And I didn't notice it because she had a big jacket. She must have been cold. So she had her jacket on, but she took her jacket off. And I think it's static cling is what did this. But Alex and Liv, help me out here. She was wearing a dress, but the dress somehow went all the way up to like her mid back.
Oh, no.
And she had on, what are they, tights? She had on tights.
Yeah.
And I could see through. So I saw her butt, but there was whale tail. She had a giant, like she had a big butt, a giant thong. I was like, Oh, my God.
That is mortifying.
And I was like looking directly at her. My wife and the friends were on the other side facing me, so their backs were to her.
Oh, they couldn't see it?
They didn't see it. So I'm like, what do I do? Because if that was my wife, I would want somebody to tell my wife that her butt's hanging out, and I don't understand how she doesn't feel it. Like, how do you not feel the air?
Well, she has tights on, she wouldn't feel it.
She wouldn't? Okay,
and
that's
also,
what I didn't know.
Drinking.
True. Okay. So, guys, so I could see clear as day, butt, thong, everything. I'm like, hey, your thong's out.
You told her?
You did not do that.
Yeah. But I didn't realize it. Like, the song ended, so it was really awkward and loud. Like, everybody looked. I just was trying to, like, hey. Hey, to get her attention. But then everybody, I guess, heard what I said.
Yikes. That is so awkward. Why would you not tell your wife and then have your wife go up to her and tell her?
Because, and, no, okay, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but listen to where I'm coming from, even as a married guy. I tell my wife this thing, whether I text her or I just whisper it to her, what's she going to think? Oh, my husband's looking at another girl's butt.
Well, you just yelled it in front of everybody, so she heard it either way.
I know, but I'd rather just tell her to try to be nice. It's like if I actually just did something else, she's like, well, how long have you been looking at it? Blah, 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 blah. I just tried to do it as quick as possible. I didn't want my wife also to turn around and notice it either and then say, oh, what are you looking at? So I don't know if I did the right thing or not.
I mean, I don't think it's...
I think it's weird. I think you got to let a woman be the one to tell her.
So yeah, I should have not told her, hey, your thong's out.
Absolutely not. And you definitely should have not shouted it across the room.
It was like 6 feet.
And also at the same time, I feel like if that happened to me and some guy told me, I'd be like, oh, so were you just like staring at my butt the entire time?
Exactly, yes.
Like it's just so much better if a girl does it. Also, with the thing with your wife, anyone is going to notice and be looking at that just because it's like a train wreck that you can't look away from.
But none of them could see it, Liv, because their back was to it. That's why I'm wondering.
But I feel like your wife would understand that, like, oh, shoot, that's a big, obvious thing. If you're in that direction, you're going to notice it. Doesn't have to mean you were checking them
out. Pork chop. Let me ask another bro on the show. What would you have done?
Well, I feel like your thoughts are genuine and you did the right thing because
you
don't want her going around like that the rest of the night.
Guys, it was like up to her mid-back. I don't know how she didn't feel it. I mean, the tights went all the way up pretty high too, but I mean, I don't know how she didn't feel it. And that she had a beautiful butt. I mean, it was really
okay.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and there's your answer right there that you were checking right. her out and you shouldn't have been the one to say something.
Should have told the bartender.
It was a female bartender.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I just feel like she'd be like, well, are you checking out my butt too? I feel like I'm in a lose-lose situation here. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Did I do the wrong thing? Alex and Liv are saying yes. I should have told my wife or I guess told another woman. It should have been a woman-to-woman conversation. I mean, what happens, though, when a guy has a zipper down? What do you do then?
You don't say anything. I've never told a guy that he has
You've
a zipper
never
down.
Wait, told a guy? What if I had my zipper down
Here's
right
the
now?
Thing.
You wouldn't tell me outside?
No. I was at something.
You're terrible.
I was at something for a close friend, and their family was there, and one of their family members had their zipper down, like an uncle of theirs.
Oh, I
And I did
them.
Not say anything.
See, with like an uncle or something, I would not tell them, but anyone that's like around my age, boyfriend or not, I will tell them if their zipper's down because they get so embarrassed. And I think it's funny when guys get embarrassed and insecure.
My grandma used to say that stuff all the time. She's like, Joey, the horse is out of the barn. Like, it really wasn't out of the barn.
Oh,
but
gosh,
she would say that.
Why not just the typical, like, XYZ?
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Morgan on the Joe and Alex Show. Should I have said something, Morgan?
Okay, so yes, it's not, like, necessarily inappropriate to say something just because you're a guy, but it's the fact that you were checking out her butt, like you said.
Whoa. Who said I was checking out her butt? It was just
literally
in my mind.
You.
You did. You said it was a, what'd you say, a beautiful booty?
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys are making it like, it was just purely like medical.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because my doctor is always like, yeah, you've got a beautiful booty.
Well, maybe you need to do more squats if they're not saying that. So anyways, Morgan, what should I have done then?
Well, in that case, because you were kind of like flirting with the line of it being like inappropriate attention that you were giving her, told another female to maybe suggest she do something with
so
with
you
that
want me
situation.
To get have my marriage end and tell my wife?
There's no way.
Your marriage is not going to end over that.
Yeah, you got to be like, Lindsay, tell that girl, you know, her dress is up. Like, that's exactly what I think you should have said. I don't think Lindsay would have had a problem with that.
No, you're not giving her enough credit.
Giving who enough credit?
Your wife.
Lazy of her being like secure enough to like not care about that.
Joe, I think what they're saying is if she didn't have a nice booty, then it would have been okay to tell her.
Yeah, I think I agree. Like if she wasn't an attractive girl, like, in their eyes, they're like, oh, it's okay.
This is a prime example of why us women, when we go to the restroom or whatever, every single time we got to do the pat down. You got to check and make sure, you know, my dress
Wait,
is down, my skirt is down. I always have to do that. I'm always double checking to make sure.
I have never heard of the pat down. That's what you do?
I do.
Yeah, I always am in the stall, like checking everything, making sure my shirt's tucked in, that like my tights aren't up, that nothing's sticking out, that everything is long enough.
Well, I want to thank you because honestly, at least me, maybe I'm the only person here listening right now. I never heard of the pat down. Yeah. I never even knew women did that.
It's just a simple thing, just double checking your skirts down after you went to the bathroom or whatever.
All right, let's go to line number two, Carolyn on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I think you were exactly right. Call her out. I mean, obviously, she was looking for the attention.
What?
Do you not know when? Yeah, do you not know when you clearly dress as a woman, you recheck and recheck in the mirror before you leave your home?
Wait, do you think she like she did it on purpose so that I would like take a gander?
I believe so. I believe she was doing it for attention. I mean, as a woman, we recheck and recheck our clothing, and I don't know.
We do normally, but accidents happen. I mean, she could have not caught it. I think there's been one time in my life it was accidental, but that's insane to say it was on purpose.
No, I don't think so. I guess as every woman that wears a dress, you automatically grab it and pull it down as you sit down if you're a lady.
Have you ever been borderline blacked out at a night out at the bars?
Yeah, this past weekend.
Well, yeah,
no,
with the lady.
Never to wear. I mean, if you have a nice booty and she knew that she does, then she clearly was showing her booty off.
Carolyn, is it normal, too, before you sit down to slap your butt?
Slap it? No.
Okay, because she did that, too.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Like, she was expecting attention, and she got it. So, way to go, Joe. Call her out. I would have done the same thing.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah, I'm not even trying to call out. It's just I would hope somebody would do that to me, like if my fly was undone. And I'm surprised nobody's called in about Alex's statement saying I would never tell somebody their fly's undone. That is terrible.
That call was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
There's no way that girl did this on purpose. By some social, Gina said, just because he noticed it was beautiful doesn't mean he was just gawking. He has eyes. He can't help his vision existing. And then Trina said, you did the wrong thing, Joe.
Well, it's good to know somebody thinks I'm bad at this. Taylor on the Joe and Alex show, let's wrap it up with you. What are your thoughts here on the situation where I saw a girl wearing the tights, her dress got stuck up with static cling, and I accidentally said, hey, your thong's showing, and everybody heard it.
All right, so I'm 100% with you, Joe, on this one. I don't think that shouting out and that little panic shout was the best way to go about it, but definitely, man, like, go ahead and tell her. And as far as noticing that she's an attractive woman with a nice booty, like, I don't care who you are on the planet, we are programmed to see that stuff, and whether it was a nice booty or not, like, I'd have just walked up and said, hey, you know, like, your dress is up and showing something, so, yeah, I mean, from Alex and Liv's side, like, are you guys crazy? How long do you want to stand there with your dignity hanging out before someone else has the gall to, like, oh, pass it down the line and eventually it'll get to her? Like, you know, if you see something like that, go ahead and handle it. But, you know, I trust your judgment with your wife. Like, I wouldn't want to be the one to say, hey, you know, that fine booty over has been hanging out. You might want to get that handle before I, you know, keep staring at it or something stupid. You never know. So
yeah, this is way different than like a pecker checker, because the thing is, like, seeing a fly down, that's like, well, why are you looking there? Her whole dress was up her back, like to her waist where the tights were, and the tights were tight, and the thong, like, it was just like, it was like a flashing neon light in my face.
Oh,
my
I just think God. It says so much that the only person that said, like, well, she did it on purpose, she wanted the attention, was another woman. I just feel like it's always that way, where another girl, you know, sees another girl with an accident like that or something, and she's just like, oh, look at her. She's, you know, she's a sleut. It's like unbelievable to me that another chick said that.
If anything, that makes me think that this other girl would do something like that. Like, this other girl is as crazy as, like, the statement she was saying.
I can see Liv, like, with the underwear up. I can see that.
I would never do that on purpose.
Joe, I think you did the right thing. And, well, for instance, Liv, you've got a booger hanging out right there.
So I have a
oh, my God.
Yeah, so you got to let people know.
Liv, please, take care of that.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Meet today's dummy. He's a 57-year-old guy named Frank who lives in Florida. On Saturday afternoon, Frank went to a prostitute and offered a trade, a little deal. She'd give him a special kiss, and he'd give her a hamburger.
A hamburger?
Yep, not even cheese, just a straight up hamburger. Listen, I got so many questions here. You know, was he too cheap for a cheeseburger? because it's not that much for a slice of cheese. Was the hamburger fresh or was it like cold, like sitting in his pocket? How long did he have this hamburger in his possession? I mean, I could ask more. Like, where was the hamburger from? Does that matter? Was it from McDonald's? Was it from Burger King? Whataburger? Where did he get the burger?
For how much a special kiss is, she could probably buy like 18 burgers if she wanted to.
So that's too cheap for you.
Yeah, that is not a fair trade at all. A burger, I mean, for literally, she could buy like 100.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't really matter because that prostitute was actually an undercover cop, and she arrested Frank for misdemeanor prostitution.
Oh, man. Busted.
And even worse, I've got no word on what happened to the hamburger.
Dang nabbit, justice for the hamburger.
So do you think the undercover cop was, like, hot?
I don't think it'd have to be for a hamburger.
Probably not.
I mean, food's my weakness. I would do that for anybody. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it out right now at joeandalexshow.com. There is no need to feel bad to call somebody out that gave you a bad Christmas gift. It can be bad because maybe you didn't like it. Maybe it was like a gift that was re-gifted. Whatever it might be, we want to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. This right here, I guarantee, probably would be the worst gift. That's why I wanted to bring this story up here. A woman named Ashley shared in a Facebook group that her dad and stepmom gave her a bottle of used love oil.
Oh, that's disgusting.
For their wedding shower.
So, ew, gross.
Very weird, okay? I think we can figure out what that is. When the woman opened her gift, it included a note that read, "It didn't work for me and your dad, but it's $15, so I don't want to waste this."
That was a gag gift.
She said that the bottle of love lotion was 3/4 full. She said she didn't get her upset with her stepmom because the woman isn't very bright.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, not sure the rest of the details. So that's not necessarily a bad Christmas gift. I mean, she didn't give it to her for Christmas, but could you imagine opening that up? Thanks, Mom?
Oh gosh, it's so gross.
Vile.
Oh, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What is the worst Christmas gift that you've ever received? You can also let us know on Twitter or Instagram if you've got something.
So this is just kind of horrifying, but one year I went, my mom was surprising me with a gift, mm-hmm. and I was going outside to our garage and I saw her with a bike and I was like, oh my gosh, like I saw one of my presents. And so I ran back in the house, and then later when we were on our way to a Christmas party, she was like, oh, Olivia, just to let you know, that bike is for like our neighbor down the street. They're just hiding it out at our house. It's not for you. And so I go, oh my goodness, thank goodness, Mom. Like, I didn't want a bike for Christmas this year. Turns out it was for me. And I felt like the biggest jerk in the world. And still to this day, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry and I love you and thank you for the bike.
So did she still give it to you or did she take it back after that?
No, she still gave it to me because she spent that much like money on it. And I felt so... so bad.
Wait, can you not ride a bike? Why is that a terrible gift? I think everybody would be like, yay, a bicycle.
I mean, I don't know. I just like wasn't
interested.
Into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable for me.
Oh gosh, so awkward.
I don't think that I've gotten like the worst gift, but I always get gifts. It's just my mom or grandma orders it off QVC or Home Shopping Network. Like last
Ooh,
year.
Some of the best gifts I've gotten have been from HLN.
Some of. Mine, not
HSN.
So much.
HSN would be the shopping.
Yeah, mine, not so much. Last year, it was cool until it broke about 5 minutes in. But my mom and grandma got me one of those drones, which sounds cool. But she got me like a little kid's Batman
one.
Yes. It's like, now that I don't like Batman, it's like, na 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 na, bat drone.
So it was a toy? Did it actually work?
Oh, Alex, it flew, and I was messing around with it. And I broke all the little propellers and the spares.
Yeah.
That's
no,
on you.
No, but it didn't work like it was supposed to. There's no way I'm that bad of a driver.
I know. I think you are because last year for Christmas, all the boys in my family, men in my family, got miniature drones.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a 2-pack. And they're like mini drones just to fly around the house. And those things went everywhere. Like it like sliced people's arms. Like it was flying everywhere. Those things are so hard to control and drive.
And I know I've talked about this before with you, Alex. You think it's actually a good gift, but I just, it's something I'll never use. It's why it's like, why am I getting this for Christmas? I got one of those phone, it's like called like phone soap or phone box. You put your phone in it and it's supposed to be like a tanning bed for your phone. Like it kills all the germs and bacteria.
Ooh, I would love
like you
that.
Put, it's like a phone coffin. You put it in there, you plug it into like a USB port and it turns on and gets rid of all the gunk and doo-doo.
I would absolutely love that.
See, I thought it was terrible.
So we do a Secret Santa with my family every year because there's so many of us. And 2 years ago, I thought I had my brother-in-law, Brad. So I got him a really cool like Bluetooth speaker that I know he wanted. It was waterproof. And then turns out I had my mom and I forgot that I had my mom, and my mom wanted something completely different. So then I had to give my mom the Bluetooth speaker that she didn't even want.
She's like, my teeth, they're all real. I don't have a Bluetooth. What is this?
We learned two things from this conversation. One, Liv sucks at Christmas. And yes. Two, because all of us said, ooh, we would love that phone sanitizer system. Now one of us is going to be re-gifted that from Joe.
Yes. One of you will be very lucky to get that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything today on the show, check it out. It's all online. JoeandAlexShow.com. Check out the podcast. We're pretty much anywhere you can subscribe. Doesn't matter if you got Android or iPhone. We are available to subscribe. Give us 5 stars. If you hate us, I understand that. Give us 5 stars too, okay? We need to get those numbers up. Step that game up. All right, Alex, what do you got going on today?
Well, I'm doing something sort of exciting, I would say, is I'm going to the tailor to get some pants hemmed for Santa Slam on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Migos, Bozzy, Bryce Fine. You can still get your tickets at RadioNowIndy.com. That's really cool.
Not enough people our age know and understand the value of a good tailor.
I don't think we talked about this. Are we still doing the Joe's Journey Challenge for this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Why?
Okay, because I wasn't sure.
Are you actually going to work out this week or no?
I did a great workout.
Okay.
Keep in mind, you and Liv the Web Girl were both up for punishment, so I don't think either one of you did anything good.
We should keep like a long-term track for it, don't you think?
Of who loses and who wins?
Yeah, how many losses, how many like fails. So me and Porkchop would both fail this week, even though I was the only one that had to do the punishment.
I strive for perfection, so.
Well, you're perfect at losing.
Well, you are really bad at it because you already lost.
I was honest, though. I thought my walk workout counted.
Well, now that we know, guys, it's all behind us. It's all in the past. Pretty much we know you guys failed and I didn't. So good job. Like I said, JoeandAlexShow.com for all the details. We are out of here. I'm excited, by the way. I have all my Santa Slam stuff ready to wear, so I'm so excited.
I have nothing to wear. I'm just going to come naked.
Perfect.
Just get Santa boxers.
Is that how we're really going to end the show, with the thought of you naked?
People will definitely tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to come back for more of that. All right, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, once you put your pants back on, let's do it. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.